for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, March 23rd, 1989. First service of Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the speaker of the evening.
Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. And we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. And I loved not my life unto the death. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nation. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Jesus is his name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, we're glad you're all here. And tomorrow afternoon, Gene and Earlene Moody will be ministering in the afternoon service. I don't know if Irma and I will help in the teaching or not, but right now it'll be Gene and Earlene. I'm going to ask Gene to come say hello to those of you who don't know, and Earlene, stand up so they see who you are too. Now that was a short
one. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. The Lord gave me a week to prepare the lesson I'm going to use tomorrow. I think that you will get a lot out of it. The Lord was dealing with us even as we were coming up here today. Praise God. The lesson that the Lord has given us is so full, and there's so much in the Bible that I haven't even researched. But it was just, boy, my spirit was just jumping today as God was showing us more about what we're going to teach about tomorrow.
Gene is a engineer by profession. That's what he does when he's not here. And Earlene was a school teacher. Now she's a housewife and a grandma. Ron Johnson will be teaching in the morning. And Ron, come and greet the people with whatever the Lord has for you to say at this time.
Well, I'm very grateful to be with you too, and I concur and go along with, as we were traveling and so forth, and the Lord was gracious to give me quite some time also. And the song service tonight, Brother Bill, wherever you are, just kind of flowed. I said, Lord, this is great. You're confirming things as they go along. So the Lord, I know, is going to minister and set us free. And he uses me generally in the area of a very simple word to apply it to day-to-day living. And I believe and I know that God is going to set us free this weekend. Hallelujah.
Ron is from the Wisconsin area. And I think he said it was 9 below when he left. 9 above. Well, that's still pretty hard frozen ground. You can keep it. We don't need it. Amen. Amen. Brother Tommy Cook is going to come from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's going to come and minister the word of the Lord to us at this time. And he will close the service as the Lord leads him. And if in whatever way that is. He's at home here, and this, Gene and Earlene and Tommy and Bill and Brother Harris, this is just, we're all home folks here, and he knows the Spirit of the Lord, and he'll move and do as the Lord leads him, and he will close the service tonight. Brother Tommy Cook.
Praise the Lord. Turn with me to 1 Kings 11 tonight. The last time we were here, the last camp meeting, we shared one message on Jezebel. Anybody remember that?
Yeah, that was it.
Well, good. We want to share again tonight on it. But maybe not exactly like we did the other time. But how many know that the spirit of Jezebel is in the land? And I don't mean just in women, it's in women and men both. I've seen some men, have a strong Jezebel, worse than any woman I've ever met. But it's in both men and women, the Jezebel spirit. But in 1 Kings 11, let's turn there just a minute. And Solomon spoke a lot about women in Proverbs, good about women and some bad things about women. But I'm not looking at just the natural woman today. I'm seeing a spirit as I study the scriptures. And, of course, we know there's a lot written on the church itself. In fact, I think we'll go to Proverbs, hold your place in Kings, and turn to Proverbs 12, and let's start there. Let's start on a positive note tonight before we get on the other. I may believe that there is a positive, there's a negative in the scripture. And so in chapter 12, verse 4, it said, a virtuous woman. Now this can be a wife or it can be the church. I mean, no, he has a church coming forth, a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. Then chapter 31 of the book of Proverbs, verse 10 through 12, it says this, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above ruby. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. And she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Isn't that a good scripture? A virtuous woman, I believe, first of all, is a moral, righteous woman. She lives right. Can you say amen? And number two, she's industrious. She works hard. And number three, she is a God-fearing person. She fears God. Yes. Now, look in verse 10, verse 29 also there. He said, Solomon said, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Praise the Lord. Now, back in verse 10, he said, who can find this virtuous woman? For her price is far above what? Ruby. So there is a price. Not everybody's in that category. It's rare. It's hard to find. It's costly. It's something that's beautiful. And that don't not only applies, as I said, to a woman or wife, but the church. Hallelujah. The church of Jesus must be a virtuous woman. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now look in chapter 18 of Proverbs. And here, let's look at a couple more things here before we go into Kings. Proverbs 18:22 said, whoso findeth a wife, findeth what? A good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Then chapter 19, verse 14, 19:14, the scripture said, house and riches are in the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Chapter 11, verse 16. Chapter 11, verse 16. A gracious woman retaineth honor. A gracious woman retaineth honor. Chapter 14, verse 1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hand. Praise the Lord. Now, how many know that Solomon had a lot of wives? He had 700 wives and 300 concubines. I bet he didn't know all their names. And I bet he didn't know when the birthday come around. He was a wealthy man. It would take a wealthy man to buy him a birthday present every time the birthdays come around. I can tell you that. Now, look in chapter 11 here. Let's begin to read in chapter 11, 1 Kings. I don't know if they celebrated birthdays back then either. Verse 1, but King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. Oh, what a bunch. Now, how many can see the enemy's crowd right here and a lot of that? Of the nations concerning which the Lord said to the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you. For surely they will do something if you allow that,
They will turn away your heart after their God. Solomon clave to these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after the gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart, of course, of David, his father. In verse 9, notice in verse 9 now what happens here. And the Lord was angry with Solomon. And I believe God is angry with those who mix and mingle with the evil one. Come on, somebody, say amen. Hallelujah. We're to be a virtuous woman, aren't we? A church tonight. Because it said his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. And then if you'll read on down, you'll see that God stirred up in verse 14 an adversary against Solomon. And then another time in that same chapter, God stirs an enemy up. Maybe God's stirring up an enemy in your life and in my life to get our attention. How many believe that's been happening lately in some people's lives? Amen. How many know that God's in a lot of this shaking that's going on? We know that. Isn't that right? Let me tell you what Jezebel means. It means a chaste one. Now, hear this meaning now. It means untouchable or unproductive. It means non-cohabiting, without husband. It even means a virgin. But it also means adulterous and licentious. So tonight we want to share on the spirit of Jezebel. Now, first of all, Jezebel is a hunter. She is a hunter for souls. Turn to Proverbs, and let's see this tonight. Proverbs 6, verse 26. She is hunting souls. She's after souls. How many know that the Lord wants our soul? He, through the Spirit, wants to conquer and control and claim our souls, and yet Jezebel wants our souls. Proverbs 6, 26. It says here, for by means of a whorish woman. A whorish woman. Now, the Bible said in 2 Kings 9 that Jezebel is full of whoredoms. And here she's called a whorish woman. I mean, on Revelation 17, there is a woman called a harlot or a whore. It's a terrible name. But that's exactly what it is. Why? Because she controls God's people. I mean, the people of the world, and as well as many of God's people. And many commit fornication with the harlot system. Amen? And so here it says in this verse that by means of a whorish woman, notice, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. And I'm telling you, there is a spirit of Jezebel, not on the world, but in the church, that is hunting for life. That is hunting for souls, that wants to manipulate and control by witchcraft the people of God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now, look in chapter 7, verse 12. We're going to come back and see some of these scriptures in a little bit. Chapter 7, verse 12. Remember, we're not just we're not preaching against women. We're looking at this spirit in men and women. That's the way we're looking at it. Chapter 7, verse 12. Now it says here, now is she without, now in the street, and lieth in wait at every corner. She's lying in wait at every corner. How many know that some cities, there are churches on every corner? And there is that harlot system sitting out there, reaching out to control, manipulate, people of God as well as people in the world. Now look in 7:15. 7:15 here it says, therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and notice, I have found thee. She goes after her prey and she finds it. And I'll show you who she goes after in just a little bit. Chapter 23 of Proverbs, verse 27. 23:27. Look at this now. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men. So she's lying in wait for the prey. And again, she's going after
and she's going to get what she wants. Now, in Ezekiel 13, turn there, Ezekiel 13, verse 17, here Ezekiel, the prophet, is prophesying to the women as well as to the men. And how many know that you see Jezebel in both men and women in this chapter 13? You see those who are prophesying by divination. That's men. And that is a control, a witchcraft spirit. And yet, in chapter 13, verse 17, here he's speaking to the women. Verse 17, likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people which prophesy out of their heart. Everybody hear that? How many has ever come under control for a while of false prophecy? Would you raise your hand a minute? Come on, be honest. We can all raise our hand. How many know there's a false prophetic word in the land? And if you're going to know this spirit, you better recognize not every prophetic word or dream is from God. Some of them's out of the pit of hell, and they'll put you down, and they'll put you in that place, it would seem, if you come under that thing because of the oppression and all that you have to fight through. Amen? Now, he said here, these have prophesied out of their own heart. He said, prophesy thou against them. God's telling Ezekiel, prophesy against that spirit. I mean, oh, again, we're speaking about a spirit now. We're speaking against a spirit, not a person, a spirit that uses a person. Verse 18, and say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. So she's a hunter. She's out to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, God said? Will you save the souls alive that come to you? Will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies? Hallelujah. Now look at the last part, verse 23. He said, therefore you shall see no more vanity nor divine divinations. God said, I will deliver my people. Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you, brethren, there's many a person in the church today that needs to be delivered from Jezebel. They're under control. They're under witchcraft. Somebody's on top of them, manipulating them, and they don't even recognize it. And God said right here, hallelujah, he's speaking of the end time as you read this whole chapter. And God said, no more divination. I'm going to deliver my people out of your hand, Jezebel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. That all causes us to shout and rejoice. Amen. Look in Revelation 18. Here concerning the harlot system. And it talks about all that's in Babylon. In verse 12, gold, silver, precious stone, fine linen, purple silk. He comes right on down to verse 13, cinnamon, odors, ointments, frankincense, oil, flour, wheat, beasts, sheep, horses, chariots, and slaves and souls of men. Did you hear that? Jezebel is controlling the souls of men, the mind, the will, the emotions, and the desires. Hallelujah. Now, second thing she does. First of all, I said she's a hunter. She hunts for souls. She's out for the prey. Number two, she comes on with flattery. Well, how many know some people can't take that? Amen? Look in chapter 2 of Proverbs. How many know the beast is coming in with flattery, the Antichrist? And the harlot and the Antichrist are one. Chapter 2 of Proverbs, verse 16. And God says here, to deliver thee from the strange woman. Even from the stranger which flattereth with her work. And that's the spirit we're talking about. Look in chapter 6, verse 23. Chapter 6, verse 23. Again he said here, talking about God's law, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Chapter 7, verse 5. Again, 7:5, that they may keep thee. Again, it's speaking of God's commandments and so forth. From the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. And then in verse 21, with her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips she forced him. So number one, she wants to hunt souls. Number two, she comes on with flattery and to consume the prey. Now, Let's look at the attire of this Jezebel. Look in chapter 7, verse 10. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot. So when you see somebody wearing clothes like a harlot, I can tell you who's behind it. It's Jezebel. Don't shout me down because you're preaching good. I said it's the truth. Amen. God's word said right here that right here, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. Look at verse 11. She is loud and stubborn, and her feet abide not in her house. She's going to everybody else's. Hallelujah. Sure it's quiet in here. Amen. So she's loud, she's stubborn, and she's subtle in heart. Now, look in chapter 7, verse 7. She seeks out those who have no understanding. Oh, this is a big one. She seeks out those who have no understanding. Chapter 7, verse 7. Look at this. And beheld among the simple ones. Let me tell you what that word simple means. It means those who are seducible. Those that you can seduce. I mean, on Revelation, she seduced God's servants in the church. It was a doctrine, but yet she seduced them by her doctrine. And this word simple means one that's seducible, one that's foolish, one that's silly, or seductibility. Boy, what a hard word. Seductibility. But it means to be seduced. Now, let's look at some scriptures on being seduced. Turn to Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, and let's look at the scripture. 2 Timothy 3, verse 13. We're talking about the last days in verse 1. And in verse 13, Paul said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving, come on, help me, and being deceived. Then we go to chapter 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. How? Giving heed to seducing spirits, come on, and doctrines of devils. And what the doctrine is Jezebel. Now turn to Mark 13. Mark 13. Hope you got a lot of fingers. Don't need them. Mark 13, 22. It said, for false Christ and false prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect, God's chosen. Amen? Now look in 1 John 2:26 in the back of your Bible. 1 John 2:26. Hallelujah. And notice what it says. John said, and these things have I written to you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing that you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you. That same anointing will teach you truth from error, won't it? It will teach you inward. It'll give you some discernment within to show you those that would come to seduce you if they be of the wicked one. Then Revelation 2:20. There is a spirit of seduction in the land. 2:20. Notwithstanding, the Lord said, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit what? Fornication, and to eat things sacrificed to idols. So the people of God were being seduced right in the church. And I can tell you today, many are being seduced right in the church. When I say the church, I'm talking about at large. Now, and then in Ezekiel 13:10, let's go back there and look at that. Ezekiel 13:10, the last scripture on this here, it says, because they, these are those who prophesy by divination and control God's people, he said, they have seduced my people, saying, peace. And there was no peace, and one built upon a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. Others whitewashed the wall. Well, God's sending a storm, going to tear the wall down and the whitewashers as well. Hallelujah. So, the word simple ones, she's going to seek out those with no understanding, those that are naive, those that are immature. Now, Let's look at this. Turn to Proverbs 1, and let's see this. In Proverbs 1, the simple ones, verse 20, here it's talking about wisdom crying without. Think of Jesus standing on the outside of the church, knocking to get in. He is our wisdom, isn't he? Wisdom crieth without. She utters her voice in the streets. Verse 21, she cries in the chief place of concourse. In the openings of the gates, in the city, she utters her words, saying, how long, you simple ones, you that can be seduced, you that are foolish and silly, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity or immaturity, I like to say in my own words, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn, you, God said, at my reproof. That's God's correction, God's discipline, God's chastening. Behold, I'll pour out my spirit unto you, and I'll make known my words to you. And because I've called and you refuse, you simple ones, I've stretched out my hand. No man regarded. That's the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the shepherd, and evangelist. And you have set at naught all my counsel. That's where it's coming through the ministry. And would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity, and I'll mock when your fear comes. And when your fear comes as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. So he's saying to those simple ones, you refuse when I call. You will not accept my reproof, my correction. And how many know when you reject God, you open up immediately to the devil and to the spirit of control. Come on, somebody help me. Proverbs 7:7. Again, let's read it again here now. Look at it again. It said, notice again, behold among the simple ones, I discerned. Oh, hallelujah. We need some discernment, don't we? We need some discernment. I discerned, notice, among the youth. See, the young. And it can be in young in age, but yet it can be young in the Lord. A young man void of understanding. And with all you're getting, the Bible said, get understanding. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Chapter 9 of Proverbs. Let's look at this simple one here. Also, notice, we're talking about a spirit now tonight. And chapter 9, verse 13, a foolish woman is clamorous. That means full of noise. And she is what? Come on, help me. She is simple. She's seductive. She's foolish. She's silly. It's what he's saying here. And knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house. Now look at this. Now watch this scripture. She sits at the door of her house on a seat. But where is the seat? It's in high places of the city. I mean, Paul said there's some high places in the heavenly, in Ephesians 6. In fact, she's called the Queen of Heaven, according to Jeremiah. Are you hearing me? And there were those who burn incense and worship the Queen of Heaven. That is Jezebel. And so here it says, she is simple. She sits at the door of her house on a seat. She wants the throne. She wants to be recognized. And yet, in the high places of the city. There's some Jezebels over this city tonight, isn't there? Yes, there is. The spirit I'm talking about. Amen. Now, look at another scripture here with me. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, verse 23. Let's go back here and look at this just a minute. It said, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a what? Light. And reproofs, now look at this, remember a while ago he said in chapter 1, the simple ones did not want my reproof. I stretched out my hand, that's the ministry, they wouldn't hear the ministry. And so God said, and they would not accept the reproofs. Here he said the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So they didn't want life. So if you don't want life, let me show you what happens. Look in chapter 8, and look at verse 35 and 36. Now watch the scripture. Whoso finds me, the Lord said, finds life, shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me, how do we sin against him? By refusing his reproof.
wrongeth his own soul. Notice his own soul. That's what Jezebel's after. All they that hate me, come on, help me, love death. Now let's go back. Let's go back there in chapter 6. He said that the commandment of the Lord is a lamp in verse 23. And the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. Now look in chapter 13. Look in chapter 13 and verse 18. Lord gave me this word about midnight last night. Hallelujah. 13:18. Notice, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses. Come on. Instruction. So if we don't want God's instruction, God's reproof, then we open up to Jezebel. And what do we come to? Poverty and shame. But he that regards reproof shall be honored. Now look at verse 14. The law of the wise is a fountain of life. Verse 13. Whoso despises the word, I mean, no, that's what's going to reprove us, shall be destroyed. But he that heareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Hallelujah. Now look in chapter 10 of Proverbs. Oh, isn't this a great book? Chapter 10, verse 17. Look at this word here. Hallelujah. It said, he is in the way of life that keeps instruction, or actually obeys instruction, but he that refuses reproof erreth. And that's the simple one, isn't it? Now look in chapter 22, I believe it is. I hope I'm right on that. Hallelujah. No, that's not the right one. Okay, well, we'll go a little farther. Turn over to Romans 16. I want to look at the simple one here. Romans 16. This is the one that rejects reproof and instruction. And in Romans 16, look at verse 17 and 18. This is right in the church. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and do something. Avoid them. Those that bring divisions and offenses. Now look at verse 18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the immature ones. The simple. Amen? So Jezebel is after those without understanding. Amen? She's out to seduce the young ones. Whether they be young in age or even young in the Lord. Or she'll take on anybody if they'll just come her way. Amen? Look back in chapter 7 now of Proverbs, and let's see something else connected with Jezebel. I may believe there's a spirit of the world in the church too. God has not given us that spirit of the world, has he? Chapter 7, verse 16, we see this connected with Jezebel here, 7:16 of Proverbs. She said, I've decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, notice, with fine linen of Egypt. That's the world. Lust of the eye, lust of flesh, and pride of life. So she's connected with that worldly spirit. Fine linen of Egypt. Not the fine linen of Christ. Amen. Which is righteousness. But this is the fine linen out of Egypt, which is the world. Now, go back to chapter 7, verse 21. Notice here, again, she talks a lot. The spirit talks a lot. How many know you can locate a person many times by what they say? And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not good. How many have ever found a person you like to put a rag in their mouth? Or maybe they like to put one in your mouth or my mouth. Look at verse 21. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. And with flattering of her lips, she forced him by what she said. She controlled this one by what she said. We're controlled by words, aren't we? Good or bad. Now, she's very religious. Look in chapter 7, verse 12. Again here, notice, now is she without, now in the streets. How many know it said that wisdom was in the streets? Wisdom would like to deliver people from that Jezebel, wouldn't he?
Anybody hearing me tonight? Now is she without, now in the streets, and notice lieth in wait at every corner. And that speaks of, again, of the religious system on the corners of our nation's streets. That's Babylon, and that's controlled by Jezebel. Amen? And so she's very religious. Now, this spirit wounds and kills. Look in chapter 7, verse 26. For she has cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. I mean, no, none of us have it made. In fact, the more we know, the more we realize we don't know too much. He knows everything. He is everything. And yet it said here that many have been wounded by her, and many strong men have been slain by Jezebel, by her. I've known a few, haven't you? I've known a few. Now, look in chapter 2, verse 18. Chapter 2, verse 18. Notice what it says. I said that she wounds and she kills. It said, for her house inclineth or sinks into death, and her paths unto the dead. None that goeth unto her, look at this, return again. Neither take they hold of the paths of life. That's death. That's destruction. How many are glad you've been redeemed tonight from destruction and death? Oh, glory to God. Not only that spirit of Jezebel, but the harlot system. You know, in Revelation 14, the 144,000 says it was, God calls them those that were not defiled with women, with the Jezebel harlot system. They had come out of the system, and they were not under her control. Hallelujah. They were under His control, because they follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. So her house is the house of death. Amen. The pathway leads to death. Now look in chapter 9 of Proverbs, verse 13. I want to read 13 through 18 here. Now look at this scripture. Notice what it said. A foolish woman is clamorous, she is simple, and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet. How many know that's a lie? And bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. That's Jezebel. Amen? She's calling for the passengers as they pass by. Turn in my way. Amen. Now, look in chapter 8, verse 35, I believe it is. 8:35. And notice what it says here. Oh, I read that. Chapter 7, 27. I want to go back there and read that again. It said, her ways is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Then in chapter 2, verse 18 again, it said, for her house inclineth or sinks into death, and her paths unto the dead. Amen. Now, the Bible said here in chapter 2, verse 16 through 19, that she's a strange woman. A strange woman. And that word means a stranger or a foreigner. It means a profane person, and it means one that commits adultery. Let's read the scripture now, again in verse 16. I know we're repeating a few of these, but that's all right. Didn't hurt to do it. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth, with her words, which forsaketh the guide, and that means, that word guide, one of the meanings means friend of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God, for her house inclineth again unto death, and her paths unto the dead. So she's a strange woman. She, it means, again, means a foreigner, one that's profane, one that commits adultery. And this word strange, how many know that Aaron's sons committed a sin before God and brought forth strange fire? Remember that? That's the same word. And when they brought forth strange fire, the Bible said God killed them. God's fire came out and killed them. That's what God thinks about that spirit. Amen? And that holy anointing oil in the Old Testament was not to be put on a stranger. Same word. It was not to be put on a foreigner. It was not to be put on an adulterer or one that's profane. Hallelujah. And like Brother Glenn read tonight, God is a holy God, isn't he? And God expects us to walk in holiness before him. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, let's go back to chapter 7. I want us to read the whole chapter here together, and then we'll look at a few more scriptures here tonight. Hallelujah. Chapter 7. Look at verse 1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them up on the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom. How many know that's Jesus tonight? Thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, close friend, that they may keep thee from the strange woman and from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding. Passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight and in the evening, in the black and dark night. How many know Satan works at night and in darkness? And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and supple of heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she called him and kissed him, and with an impotent face said to him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Talking about religious, there it is. Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with the fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. Come, let us make our fill of love till the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man, now watch this, is not at home. He has gone a long journey. But how many know that good man's coming back? Yes. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. You better believe it. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart struck through his liver. Notice the word liver. And as a bird hasteth to the snare, trap, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken to me now, therefore, O you children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. Did you hear that? Yes. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Turn to Genesis 27. Look in verse 6. Here is a Jezebel spirit in a mother. It can be in daddies too. And Rebekah spake to Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak to Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison and make me savor of meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, now that's Jacob, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from hence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth.
and thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father, peradventure, will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a what? Deceiver. Notice that word. How many know Jacob was a deceiver? I said Jacob was a deceiver. And his mother had a part to blame in this. And I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said to him, upon me be thy curse. My son, only obey my voice and go fetch me them. Well, he did it, and she cooked it up, and she put skin all over it. And then in verse 19, listen, look at the verse 19. Notice what it causes Jacob to do. It causes him, number one, to lie. He tells his father, Isaac, I am Esau, thy firstborn. A lie. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said to his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? Now look at this. Now watch this. Here's where he's religious now. He said, the Lord thy God brought it to me. He lied twice. Amen. Now, how many know that the father had a problem because he's moving in feeling. He's got to have a certain feeling and a certain smell, or he won't believe it's his son. Well, how many know feelings can deceive every one of us? Amen. Amen. Of course, he couldn't see in the natural. And so he felt and he of him. And he said, your hands are like the hands of Esau, verse 22. Verse 23, he discerned him not because his hands were hairy as his brother's Esau's hands, so he blessed him. And he said, thou art my very son Esau. And he said, I am, and so forth. So we can see here that his mother moved into a role she shouldn't have moved into. Now, we know God turned this in for good and so forth, but still, yeah, it was a spirit ministering to her son. How many know we're accountable how we minister to people and what we tell people? There are many who got their shingle out 8 to 5. They ought to take it down, a lot of them. Come on now. Hallelujah. Unless God's given counsel, it's for naught. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to 3 John now. 3 John. Mothers, don't control your children. Fathers, don't control your children the wrong way. Be in control, but not in the wrong way. Dominion's what I'm saying. We need to be in control, but not in the wrong way. The right way. 3 John. And we all got to improve. Amen. In 3 John, look at verse 9. Now here's a Jezebel right in the church. It's a man. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have something, he wants to be out front. He wants to be the big cheese, doesn't he? The big BTO, the big time operator. Notice, he loves to have the preeminent. There's something in man that's beastly that wants to be known and seen and heard. Come on, help me. You're talking about Jezebel? It's in our soul realm that we have to deal with. Who loveth to have the preeminence among them, notice, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, fighting against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Turn to Revelation 2. First church of the seven. Verse 6. Here is the Jezebel spirit. Here is the controlling spirit. Here is the dominion spirit. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, God said, which I also hate. Then up in chapter 2, verse, 15? 15? Notice it was first the deed, now it's a doctrine. So in this other church. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. That's the ministry dominating and controlling the people of God. God's against that spirit, isn't he? He's not against ministry. He's raising ministry up. But he's against those that control the people. Listen, the sheep don't belong to us. They belong to Jesus Christ. They're not our sheep. We don't seek men to follow us. We seek men to follow the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you say amen? Turn back to Acts 28. Acts 28. In fact, when I see that spirit in the church, it makes me angry. Amen. Acts 20:28. Notice the scripture, brethren. Take heed therefore to yourselves. Now Paul is speaking to the elders of the church at Ephesus. The shepherds. Thank God for shepherds. And to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed or shepherd the church of God that he has purchased with his own blood. Verse 29, Revelation, look at this. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves or savage wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. I want to tell you, these kind of guys always followed after Paul left. Read the book of Galatians, you'll see it. Now look at verse 30. Here, even among the elders, the shepherds, also of your own selves shall men arise speaking perverse things, perversion. And two, to draw or drag is what it means, to away disciples after them. We'll turn to John 15. Hallelujah. John 15:8. Listen to what the Lord says to us, brethren. John 15. Verse 8, herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. Now in this chapter you get fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. So shall you be my. How many believe that we're his disciples tonight? Oh, I'm glad I'm a disciple of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we got spectators, we got believers, and we have disciples. Amen? Amen. Turn to the Song of Solomon. Let's look at this spirit of Jezebel here, the harlot system. Jesus. Praise God. Chapter 1. Here is one that's getting a revelation of the Lord. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon. Solomon wrote 1,005 songs, but this is the Song of Songs. This is the greatest of all, which is Solomon's. How many know when God gives you a song, it's yours? But it's also yours to share with the body of Christ. And in verse 2, he said, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. When you kiss somebody, you're looking right straight at them, eyeball to eyeball. And it's usually somebody you love. Amen? And it's someone that you want to embrace. And so she said, let him kiss me. He's initiating the kiss. When God heals you, you get kissed. When God has the prophetic word for you, you get kissed. When God delivers his word, you get kissed. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Hallelujah. It's not just on the cheek, it's on the mouth. How many know God needs to kiss our mouth? And what we say and do. For thy love is better than wine. Now, I could show you a teaching there on the holy place and the holy of holies, but I won't get into that. Verse 3. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name or nature is an ointment poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee. Now look at verse 4. Look at the cry here in verse 4. Notice the prayer. Draw me. And what? We will run after thee. That's a consecration. First, draw me and we'll run. Who's we? Spirit, soul, and body. As well as corporate body of Christ. And the results is, notice here, the king is bringing me to his chambers. Hallelujah. Now verse 5, she gets a revelation of herself, and you can't do that until you see Jesus. Or you're in the wilderness, you begin to see yourself. I am black, but comely. Black, but beautiful. She sees the old nature and the new nature right there. Oh, you daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar. Verse 6, look not upon me because I'm black, because the S-U-N, how many know he's riding with healing in his wings, has looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. Now, there's Jezebel. When you begin to hear this song, when you begin to get kissed by the Lord, when you begin to be drawn by the Lord into his chambers, you get a revelation of yourself, who you are, and the son that's looking upon you, which is the Lord. Then she said, my mother's children were angry with me. They made me. How many know there's a driving force in the church? How many know the devil drives you to do things? Notice, they made me the keeper of the vineyards, plural. More than one. But my own vineyard, this guy, have I not kept? So when you begin to see the Lord and begin to be brought into a union with the Lord, I want to tell you, Jezebel gets stirred up. Are you hearing me tonight? The harlot gets stirred up. Amen? Praise the Lord. Yes, it does. It gets stirred up. One other scripture. 1 Timothy 2. And remember, we're looking at a spirit more than just at a person. We don't preach at people. We preach against spirits. And yet we preach to people. There's a difference in preaching to and at people. 1 Timothy 2, verse 11. Now, there's a lot in this I'm not even going to go into because I'm looking for one word. Look at verse 11. How many know there's some godly teachers in the body of Christ called women? There's some godly evangelists. There's some godly prophetess in the body of Christ. Let the women learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in what? Now, notice the word usurp authority. That is the word dominion. But let me go back and say it this way. God doesn't want a woman in dominion. God doesn't want a man in dominion. God's against it. And that's the spirit we're dealing with. There's a lot in this I could get into and teach on that, but I just want to bring that one thing out there. Praise the Lord. There is a spirit of Jezebel that we're up against today in the land. I believe with all my heart. I'm meeting other ministries that are preaching on Jezebel. God's waking them up, dealing with them. He has wakened me in the night at times and spoken to me many things about Jezebel. We just touched a few things tonight. We've got several teachings on it, but we taught here last time on it. And we need to know and recognize that that spirit is in the church. And we need to recognize that spirit gets a hold of us. Come on, help me say amen. Especially in the soul realm. There's an Ahab and a Jezebel in that soul realm as well as Absalom. And we have to deal with it. It is real. We can't sweep it no longer under the rug. So listen, if we're controlling anybody, or anybody's controlling us, apart from God, the wrong way, it is not of God. Are you hearing me? I don't mean we don't learn from others and receive from others the wisdom and the counsel from God. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about control and dominion. God is against it. The witchcraft, the control that's in the church has got to be stopped. Amen? And God is going to bring it down. He said there in Ezekiel, I'm going to take those people of mine from your hand. And I believe we're going to see it in the days ahead. God's going to deliver his people from Jezebel and Ahab because he's raising up Elijah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The army of Elijah. Hallelujah. Amen. God's sons. Aren't you glad of that? Yes. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Behold, the hand of the Lord thy God is upon thee. Know that the Lord thy God does lead you out and does lead you in. For surely I, the Lord, have a people in this hour that will hearken and hear the voice of the Lord. For truly thou shalt hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk you in it when you turn to the left and when you turn to the right. And know that I do raise up my intercessors in this hour. I do raise up my prudent ones. I do raise up my anointed ones. And yea, I, the Lord thy God, shall do a quick work, and I shall cut it short in righteousness in this end time. So seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. For I, the Lord, do draw near nigh thee this night. And the Lord thy God to say unto thee this night, worship thou the Creator. Yea, worship thou him this night, and know that he loves you and that he draws you unto himself. I say to thee, my people, there is deliverance coming into the body of Christ. Receive it, receive it, receive it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Let's praise him tonight. Let's praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I want everybody to pray with me, if you'll pray in agreement with me. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of Jezebel and the spirit of Ahab in my own life. I break the power of Jezebel and dominion and witchcraft in my own soul. Father God, I submit tonight to the Word of God and to the cross of Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. And right now, I command that spirit of Jezebel to loose me and go. I command it in Jesus' name. All the roots, come out and go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you feel something coming up, just let it go. Release it. Let it go in the name of the Lord. Just let it come out. In the name of Jesus, we break all strongholds of Jezebel and Ahab over the people, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All forms of deception, we come against you in the name of the Lord. All deceptive spirits that would deceive anyone, we come against you in the name of the Lord. Come out, deceiving spirits. Come out, all manipulating, controlling, witchcraft, divination spirits. Come out of people in the name of Jesus. Release it. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go in the name of Jesus. We come against you in the name of the Lord. Any spirits of harlotry, we come out of and whoredom, fornication, adultery, lust, and uncleanness. Come out in Jesus' name. We command you in the name of the Lord. Poverty spirits, loose the people tonight. Come out of the people in Jesus' name. We bind you in the name of the Lord. All rejection, spirits of rejection. Spirits of rejection, come out of the people tonight in the name of the Lord. We command you to loose God's people in Jesus' name. And all those that's under dominion tonight of any form, come out of the people in Jesus' name. We break the soul ties. All the soul ties of those that were controlled. God's people in this service, we break the soul tie over the people of the living God here tonight. All mothers that would dominate the children, we come against that spirit. And all fathers that would dominate the children, we come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. And all children that would dominate the parents, we come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind you and break your hold. We loose the people of the living God in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All clamor and evil speaking. In the name of Jesus, we come against that clamoring mouth. In the name of Jesus. Amen. False tongue in the name of Jesus. Stirring up trouble against the brother out of the mouth. In Jesus' name, loose the people. Yes. Deceiving. The spirit of seduction, come out of the people. Spirit of seduction, spirit of the doctrine of Jezebel and harlotry, come out. And all the Babylonian system, come out of the people. In the name of Jesus. We take dominion over you in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Praise you, Lord. 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 Koramandarababasandarababakaya. Praise you, God. We love you, Lord. We worship you tonight, Lord. We magnify you tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 My son, know that thou art mine anointed one. And know that I shall use you in this time, saith the Lord. Because thou dost have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to you. For I have anointed your heart to hear and to listen to the voice of God. And truly in the days ahead, in the night time, the Lord shall visit thee. And he shall speak many things to your inner man. And reveal and unveil things to your spirit that shall cause you to rejoice. And yet with it there comes a responsibility, saith the Lord. But I, the Lord, have set thee in this place this night. And I, the Lord, would speak a word to and through thee in this hour. So be not fearful, neither be afraid. For that which I have started, my son, I shall finish and perform and bring a consummation within thy life. And know that I have given you eyes to see as well. And thou shalt see new truths in this hour, for I shall show them in my word. Yea, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. For surely, my son, thou art my anointed, thou art my prophet that I raise up for this hour. Stand strong of the Lord, yea, and be counted for surely. I shall put thee in strategic places of the Lord, saith God, and thou shalt stand in those places and know that it's of me. Strategic. It's a hard word.
Couldn't get it out. Praise the Lord. Let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Rababan, Darababa, Kandababa, Satababa, Kaya. Hallelujah. The Lord does bless thy going out and coming in. The Lord does equip thee. The Lord does put within thy heart, yea, that which you need. For I've seen your motives. For thy heart has been after the Lord. And I have swept thy house. And I have cleansed thy house, saith the Lord. And now I do build thy house. And I do put my nature within thee, saith the Lord thy God. So hearken thou to the Lord and know that he does love thee with a great love, that he does woo thee to himself, that he does put thee here and he does put thee there, and he'll speak a word here and he'll speak a word there to others. For thou art my jewel that I'll make up for that day. Thou art mine, saith the Lord, my shining one. You belong to me and not to another. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God tonight. Let's praise our God tonight. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. Dottie, I want you to come up here, Dottie. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. We love you tonight, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord thy God. And again I say rejoice. Lift up thine heart and thy hands to the Lord. Yea, and the Lord would say to thee, I have given thee praise. I have given thee the lips of praise. I have caused praise to come forth in and out through thee in the past, but in the days ahead, I, the Lord, shall anoint thee even heavier with praise, saith the Lord, and thou shalt worship me. Thou shalt praise me, saith the Lord, and the chains shall fall off. The bondages shall go. The rope shall be consumed by the anointing. For I, the Lord, do anoint thee afresh and anew. Yea, come out of that discouragement. I rebuke that cloud over you tonight in that heaviness. And I speak life to you, Dottie, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Rejoice in thy Lord, and know that the Lord does touch thee. The Lord does minister life to thee. The Lord does pass by this night and minister to your heart. He does minister to your soul and to your body. For surely I've heard your cry, I've heard your petition, and the Lord said it shall be answered, for I've said I would give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God tonight. Let's praise our God tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the word that went forth, Lord. We thank you for your anointing, and we thank you for your people. And God, as we come back tomorrow, we'll come back praising and worshiping you and desiring to hear the word of God. Thank you. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Brother Miller.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.